Now, I'd ask the clerk,
Captain Kirk?
The clerk, to please call the roll.
Leva?
Here.
Doyle?
Here.
Higgin?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
Tool?
Here.
All right, thank you. First item on our agenda is our correspondence. Set the motion.
Motion.
Second.
Is there any comments on the correspondence at hand?
We're going to have to take some action on number three.
Number one.
Oh, yes.
Number four.
I didn't get anything in my packet for number three, though. Is it just on the...
Yes.
Just a request. Okay. Usually there's a letter or something.
Yeah, hi.
Okay. That's it. I was except for missing something.
We're talking about turn to town Teal?
Well, we guess we got to close out that and then make the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion on this?
Nope. I'll make a motion that we allow them to turn the town Teal with the ribbons.
Second.
Second, Jewel.
Do we have to accept the...
Okay. So we got a motion to receive and file. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now we go back to Councilwoman Gleba's motion for turning the town Teal.
So moved.
Second. Is there any further discussion on that? I don't need to read this, do I?
No.
Okay.
It's in support of ovarian cancer, putting up a Teal ribbon.
Councilman Higgins, you had something for number three?
Well, don't we have to vote on that? All in favor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. All in favor of that one?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah, I would like to make a motion to approve the block party for Ms. Thompson.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
She'll contact the DPW, whatever, so that they need to put up...
Yeah, they'll put up the barricades for her.
And make the emergency services aware of what's going on, just the other...
No.
Roads will be blocked.
Okay, bring us to our minutes from the July 3rd meeting. Motion to accept the minutes.
Yeah, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the minutes from the regular meeting July 3rd? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Brings us to the executive minute meetings for July 3rd.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so this time bring us to our audience portion for remarks, petitions from members present in the audience. So if you come up to the microphone, state your name and your address, loud and clear, and then we'll discuss what you want to discuss. Yes, young lady.
I want to know.
Babe.
Oh, Edna Detlis, Fisher Avenue.
Hello.
Serial number, no. I want to know the thing with the garbage in Hampton. It sounds to me like we're going to get less than what we have now, which seems to be the way things are going. We keep paying our taxes and getting less.
Edna, when you say less, you talking about less garbage pickup? You
just talking
specifically about garbage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Garbage, vegetative waste, recycling, the whole thing. What we have now isn't going to be the same, right?
Well, I've given all the information to the Borough of Hampton. Okay, they have what is costing us now, what we are, our tonnage. Gave them the report. The manager got that report. I haven't heard back from them. I've been calling them. The only difference would be is how we, what we put in our garbage now. They require more things to be recycled. Maybe some of us are doing it now or not. If there is a reduction, it would be a reduction from 2 32-gallon cans to one. But twice a week, I believe, there's recycling pickup.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it go the other way, twice for garbage?
Well, more recycling, less refuse.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if their ordinance has changed from 2 years ago till now. I haven't heard back from them. But it's just in talks. Actually, even that close. It's just, I provide the information to them. Once they say, yeah, let's talk, here's what we can do, then it'll be a public discussion and go from there. It's going to take a while. I don't see anything materializing this calendar year, 2012. That's just a guess. There's an awful lot to talk about. So it would be probably in 2013 at some time, even if it gets that far.
And Pat, wasn't there to add on to that, the price would be a little bit less than it is currently right now with this current company we're using?
Well, that would be the only thing we would be looking at. The last time we talked, it was substantially less overall.
So in essence, we're not really losing anything. We're actually gaining savings, if anything, I think. If we're putting out less trash, we're gaining savings.
Well,
that
depends.
If we can recycle properly,
you know. I put out my recycling. I know
mm-hmm.
people don't.
Right.
But one 32-gallon can...
Stuff. Yeah, will it be enough?
If
yeah.
a family now is putting out their recycling, that's not going to be so
right.
spiffy.
Right.
No, I agree.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know if the borough of Hampton residents are any different than the borough of Washington residents. I mean, they have to do it. It's a change. But
yeah.
right now, it's just we're just talking.
I had a boss who told me, don't be afraid of change, and then everything changed.
Excuse me.
Councilman Torres.
Yeah, while we're on topic, just to touch on the recycling, I don't know if the manager had some update for us as to our recycling contract that the attorney was going to look into. And
should have that prepared for the next meeting.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Okay. Anybody else like to come up and talk to us?
Hi again, my name is Mike Franks. I live at 43 Nunn Avenue in the borough. I just have a few written remarks I'd like to read first and then speak to you. Speaking for myself first, let me say I was both shocked and pleasantly surprised to read in the news that the borough gets a high rating for strong finances. According to the article, this was great news. I haven't heard a lot of good news lately. Washington Borough's credit rating has improved to an A+ after Standard & Poor's evaluated the borough's assets. And the borough's debt has been paid down from $12 million to $8.5 million in the last few years. Hurrah! Add to that the fact that the borough didn't have any crooks on the payroll in 06 through 2010, according to the infamous $87,000 forensic investigation into the borough accounting activities. And I'm feeling pretty good about a track record here. Kudos to all those who took control and are paying down that enormous debt at a rate of $1 million a year. Somebody obviously has been doing something right the last few years. Could it be the former borough manager, the acting borough manager, the mayor or council, maybe the citizens who have pared down services available to them, or all of the above? That's the good news. But what concerns me is what I've seen over the last 5 to 6 months this election year. From what I've seen, council's decision-making in the recent past has been erratic and unproductive. This is particularly true with respect to the issue of protecting the Nunn Avenue community, of which I am a member, the rest of the borough, and neighboring Washington Township and surrounding communities from inappropriate, irresponsible use of the borough's last 125-acre tract of open space. In my opinion, some members of council are allowing politics to stifle progress at the best interest of the against the best interest of the citizens. They're wielding a very shallow, two-worded, short-sighted agenda that reads, no taxes, no taxes, no taxes. It's very effective in a simple campaign that shows no regard for the protection of the taxpayers, the value of our properties, the quality of our lives, and the protection of our environment for our children and theirs. I first addressed this issue of irresponsible proposed uses of the property with the planning board and the council in March of this year. At that time, I suggested the borough vacate the end of Nunn Avenue to its residents to protect our neighborhood from the through traffic, which is continually a threat to us with each new proposed use of the 125-acre tract of open space. At that time, I was advised by council of the Washington Hope homeowners for the protection of our environment organization's ongoing effort to purchase that property, at which time I decided I'm on board with them. Okay, I vacated my vacating strategy. So preservation certainly sounded like a logical alternative to vacating, so I essentially joined forces with them to help protect the property. In June, with input and effort from outside nonprofit organizations and citizens, council voted to allow the residents to vote on the question of an open space tax. That was on June 6th. Then, at a following council meeting, in the absence of the interested citizens and volunteers and all those people who had put their hard work into getting this thing on the ballot, with all the wisdom of throwing the baby out with the washwater, due to a detail in the proposed wordage of the resolution, council voted again and overturned the decision to allow the residents to vote. So here we are again. I'm here asking you again to allow the residents to vote on this matter. There are a number of us with a number of reasons, and I do believe we have a lot of information and expertise behind us that shows the economic advantages, the advantages to the citizens of preserving that property. And I'd be happy to answer any questions or defer them to those experts who are here with me now tonight. I'd be more than happy to answer your questions and hear what you have to say about why did this turn over, or was this overturned at the last meeting in my absence and the absence of the other interested parties.
Okay. Does anybody like to address Mr. Frank's concerns? Well, I was not a voter in favor of putting that on the referendum. And the simple reason was two words, taxing and bonding. All right. I mean, and I heard all the arguments, and I understand completely where your arguments are, where your beliefs are. What we, me personally, sitting up here, is that with the taxing and a 20-year bond, I know we're looking out for the best interests of the children, but we neglect to even think or even mention about the citizens that are on fixed incomes, retired individuals, things of that nature, where the added tax over a 20-year period of time is going to be placed upon them. So that's where I was coming from on that. There still is an option, I believe, that you can gather signatures on a petition to get this on a referendum. Is that correct?
I don't know all the deadline business, but I understand what's a 90 registered voters' signatures, and you can get something on the ballot, and there must be a deadline for that. That's an option.
Yes, that is an option.
My question is, why, how, and what the mechanics or in the operation or procedures of your council that led to the tossing the baby with the washwater? I mean, if there was some language that needed fixing, and it could and has been fixed, why then is it just because there's a different representation here on that particular night? I don't understand.
I think Mr. Boyle hit the nail right on the head. I think right now, given these economic times, I think it's not really a suitable decision right now to go ahead and tax somebody. I'd rather see if we did raise the tax, if you work to fix the infrastructure of this town. I think that would be first and foremost for anything before I can consider preserving. And I'm all for preserving the environment, preserving land. But right now, you know, I can't put that in the backs of my taxpayers. And Mr. Franks, I understand you do wonderful work, and I appreciate what you've done, but I personally, I don't think right now is an appropriate time to do that.
I'm not asking you to vote on a tax. I'm asking you to allow the voters to have a referendum on the ballot.
Let me rephrase my question. I'm not in favor of the referendum or the tax. Mm-hmm. And that's what I meant to say, and I apologize. But that's just how I feel, and it's nothing political, and I'll correct you with that. That's not a political decision at all. So right away off the bat, you know, that's not a way to come back at our council. I think the council works great as a team. I think we've done well so far. I think we're getting our heads above water right now in this town, and I think right now is not an appropriate time to bond for money or a 20-year bond at that.
I have a couple quick questions for you, Mr. Franks, if it's more possible. That property is formally assessed currently.
I understand.
I spoke with the manager earlier. Isn't there a two-year... Can you explain that, please, Christine?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
It's formally assessed, and with back taxes. Go ahead.
Well, when a property is farmland assessed, when it sells, the property is subject to rollback taxes, meaning someone has to pay the taxes as to what it would have been assessed at if it wasn't farmland. So whatever that number is, whether it's $250,000 or $500,000, whatever it's assessed at, you take the tax rate for those 2 years going back, say 11 and 10, apply the rate, those are the taxes that have to be paid.
So the buyer has an additional tax burden when they purchase the property?
Either the buyer or
the seller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another question that I have is, actually it's a comment, is that there are costs associated with bonding, and that's not in this year's budget. We have to put down 5% of the total bond cost. Now, I know that there's wetlands in that area. Is that going to require engineering? Some type of engineering, you know, is the state DEP going to require that before we purchase?
Can I ask that you address these questions to somebody who may have an answer for you?
All right, that's fine.
Because I'm not the expert, but we do have somebody here, Kathy Hickett, from the Trust for Public Land, that does this for a living. I don't.
Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hi there.
So what was your question? Will the DEP require engineering?
Is there anything, since there is wetlands there,
mm-hmm.
is the state of New Jersey going to require anything of the municipality if they purchase it?
In order to purchase the property, the state Green Acres program does require a number of things: appraisal, survey, environmental assessment of the property. But if the Trust for Public Land is working on this project, we will cover all those costs.
Would you cover the cost of the down payment of the bond?
It's certainly something that we could discuss. I don't know how much it would be. Ask this question, this referendum will not obligate you to do anything. It won't even obligate you to assess a tax. This referendum will give the public, give your voters the opportunity to let you know how important this property is to them. That's all this referendum will do. If the referendum passes, you'll have the opportunity to decide if you want to assess the tax and decide if you want to contribute to the property, and then you also get to decide if you want to own the property, what you want to do with the property. So this referendum, all you're doing right now is giving the voters the opportunity to advise you if it's important to them. That's really what this
But that's how the interpretive statement should read.
I agree, because I'm under the impression
It's too vague. It's not written like that.
It was written twice. One was deceptive wording, and
Councilman
the second time.
Councilman Torres, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thanks. Regarding that, the issue, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that everybody wants to preserve open space. Nobody wants to have any, you know, gigantic developer come in and trash, you know, the property behind Nunn Avenue or anywhere near that. I mean, you know, but my point is, it's already effectively preserved as it is now, because the developer that owns the property now had it for several years, was the same developer that presented to the planning board and was knocked down by the planning board. Since then, we changed our zoning. The zoning now is a mountain zone, which is its own zone, which effectively makes it more difficult, another hurdle for some developer to come in and try to change. As for the language on the ballot, though, this is something that's really, it's a complicated issue, and it's very difficult to explain in correct language, fair and easy to understand explanation of all the pros and cons, if you would, of this particular issue. It's kind of a big issue. Now, besides the fact that it's already effectively preserved as it is by the planning board and, as I said, the zoning board, if another developer was to come forward, the planning board most probably would do the same thing that they did before and say it's not suitable for any development. Besides the fact that, as of course Councilman Boyle, Deputy Mayor Boyle, had said, it's going to increase our taxes, even a little bit is not a good idea. It's also, we're going to have to bond out, and we, you know, basically are trying not to spend any more money on bonding. We need to meet the matching grants, which now, as you said, that could be a possibility that, you know, you would cover that cost, possibly.
You don't have to meet any matching grants.
Okay. But we already have an open space tax in the county. It's, again, another complication to confuse voters in the borough. They're going to say, well, you know, what difference is that? And so it's very complicated to try to explain to, you know, the average citizen in the borough. There's hidden costs involved. Basically, okay, the tax issue that our manager and Councilman Higgins had alluded to, which are the 2 years of back taxes, which I did my own research, and basically if it is based on, say, a $500,000 assessment, which I do believe is a fair assessment at today's rate, okay, would probably be at a minimum of $2,300 to $2,500 per year. Okay, and it's 2 years that they go back to charge whoever the purchaser is going to be. And that's what would happen. And so that's like an extra $50,000 someone's going to have to come up with to cover those back taxes. Unless, of course, there's some, you know, magical way that someone else. Now, I'm not finished, almost done. But another point that a lot of people are missing, too, on this particular issue is that the borough is going to lose control to the state as well. Because supposing that we decide to go ahead, or the referendum goes forward.
Okay.
You know, you get your petition going, and you get this passed by the voters, and everybody says, oh, yeah, this is great, let's do this. Well, what will happen then if you decide to put in, say, a nature trail? Okay, wouldn't there have to be some sort of adequate parking? Wouldn't there have to be some designated areas that are going to be this trail? So doesn't that take an engineer and other professionals to come in and do that? So isn't that other professional costs that are involved later on? Plus the fact that we would have to get permission from the state to do that. If the state decided to change their major plans, that could be an issue. There's nothing stopping us now from, in the future, say a year or 2 years from now, to actually contact the developers ourselves if we want to go ahead and do this and offer them ourselves, you know, let's just make a deal for that property if the borough wants to do it at that time. But right now, again, that's another point that was also mentioned, it's not in our budget yet. So with all these things said, I mean, really to say, Mr. Franks, that council is irresponsible, shallow, short-sighted, I mean, these are not, this is a very deeply thought out, you know, issue, and we've discussed this, and it really, it's far from short-sighted. We're not irresponsible.
I didn't say irresponsible.
Well, you did. I wrote it down first, and I said, oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Facts.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you. By the way, for the facts, I don't think that there's a lot of facts. I found this this flyer in some downtown stores, and you had mentioned that these are the facts, that the borough has one natural area left, 125 acres. Well, actually, we have more than one natural area. There's not a lot, but, yeah, there's a couple other acres here and there of borough-owned property that's preserved or could be preserved.
Ms. Hay, would you like to answer some of the questions?
Or can I just have two short questions first? And I'll give that to you first.
So first of all, I would like to say the property is certainly not preserved. There's a developer settlement out there, which the borough has, which allows 40 homes on the site. So a developer, it would be pretty easy for a developer to come in and put in those 40 homes. Of course, nobody wants to do it right now.
Our planning board would knock it down, for sure.
There's no, there's no market for that right now. So it's not going to happen today. And you could certainly, in 2 years or 3 years or 10 years probably, go back and talk to that owner and say, you know, the borough would like to buy the property now. Well, chances are pretty good that the price is going to go up. By then, when anybody's interested in developing, the price is going to start going up.
There's one thing I did forget to mention, too, that they're in a very comfortable position now because they don't have to pay the full assessment. They do pay the farmland assessed value, which is around $5,000. So they're very comfortable using it as a tax shelter because they have other properties,
sure,
from doing my research, that they can, you know, not have to be under any pressure whatsoever to keep this just the way it is for eternity as far as...
Until they can make money off of it.
Well, that's right.
So yeah. The other thing being, as you brought up the tax situation, the rollback taxes that you're talking about, 2 years, I'm not sure, I don't really understand what, you know, why you think the borough loses anything by rollback taxes. Actually, what happens is when the use of the property changes, and that's typically when someone else buys the property, it goes from a farmland assessed property that has a woodland management plan on the property, it goes into a development or developable property that is when the rollback taxes come into play. And those taxes are paid to the borough. Basically, this is sort of the developer's contribution.
So who's going to pay those?
The developer would pay those.
And who would be the developer in this particular plan?
Well, if Baker Residential had purchased the property and moved forward with the development, they would have paid it to the borough.
Sure.
So that would have been the developer's contribution to your future costs associated with that development.
They didn't do that, so.
They didn't, right. And if the property is purchased for open space, the whoever takes ownership of the property does not pay the rollback taxes because the use of the property is not changing. It only happens, those rollback taxes only happen when the property changes.
I have to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I have spoken to some assessors, and that, it's questionable. So
what is questionable?
The use is changing.
From a vacant forest management to a public ownership.
That's correct, to public land, so.
And it's going to be.
So, but still.
Held up because it's from a farm tax.
And it's also open to negotiations as to who is responsible for the taxes.
But regardless, if the use does change and the taxes are assessed, it's paid to the borough. It's not a cost to the borough. So that's another thing. I can't remember.
But if the borough buys the land, who's paying the taxes?
That's what I'm saying. When it, I mean, I do open space purchases, and rollback taxes are not assessed with an open space purchase.
Okay.
I know, and I understand that.
It has to be out there for council to understand.
Right.
It has to be.
Exactly. Your council would have to.
But getting to my point, I mean, all these things complicate the issue, so it's very difficult to get the adequate language for people to understand onto the ballot.
I agree, and that's why we're here. That's why we've been here several nights, so that we can answer your questions. I mean, taxpayers across the state have approved open space taxes because they want to see properties preserved. They don't want to see development. Development costs taxpayers money. That's all there is to it. You know, the developers residential development does not benefit the borough financially. You know, it's been proven over and over again, just school children, the cost of school children versus the taxes to be paid on one home, it doesn't benefit the borough.
But as I had said earlier, there might be other uses for, say, that back portion, which is nowhere near, Mr. Franks, your Nunn Avenue section at all. And that flatter section beyond the mountain on the other side, which is accessible, say 1 or 2 acres, might be suitable for something like a senior citizen center or something like that.
Absolutely.
Which would be a development type potential.
It's like a rateable, even.
Yeah,
even
a rateable thing
community
as well.
55 and up, it would be no
absolutely.
Children. That
right.
would be considered just about like a rateable, really.
So,
in essence.
Although that's not what it's known for right now.
Right, right. But again, mm-hmm. whoever it would have to go, you know, past those stumbling blocks of our, mm-hmm. both our planning board and our board of adjustment.
But how much did the lawsuit with Baker Residential cost the town?
That's confidential privilege. I don't know if
more than I would expect you would imagine. You know, just your legal fees. Those things cost money. Every time a developer comes, you're paying all your engineers on the, you know, that have to work with the planning
absolutely.
Board, your attorney. Those things cost the borough money also.
Sure.
Well, they go
into
escrow. They don't cost us. They don't go. The developer pays those.
But it does cost the town money. I mean, anytime one of these boards meets, it costs money. So what you're saying is that this the amount of money that's going to be spent on an open space purchase is going to be, you know, so significant. It's really not more significant than other costs associated with running a town. It's really not a.
If I could interject, mm-hmm. Mr. Franks, you started out with the newspaper article saying that the borough went from a B minus to an A plus.
I don't know where it went from. Went to an A plus. Yeah.
That's because there were tough decisions made. If you can take a look at our roads are in desperate need of repair.
I understand. We sacrifice the citizens.
We
sacrifice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather see this $15 a year go to improving roads. We could do 2 miles of road a year, maybe, or a mile and a half of road, you know, and that would improve the infrastructure, which is probably more vital in this case than preserving that land. And I agree preserving the land is important, but I think we have to protect what we have right now. And we have certain lands. We've got a park on Railroad Avenue that could probably use the same thing right now, and we could do a lot more with that. We have stuff right now that's already been preserved. architect that needs any of this. So, I mean, there are needs and wants. And right now, I think this is a want.
Right. And you do need your infrastructure improvements, and if development goes in there, you're going to have more infrastructure to...
Absolutely. But in most cases, when there's a developer that comes in, and not that I want to develop, but they sometimes will actually kick in money to improve the roads in the area, which may or may not be a good thing if some people buy.
And that's when the development is built, they will build the you know, oftentimes they'll build sewage treatment plants, roads, you know, all the infrastructure they put in, they pay for, but the borough will pay for it down the road. Open space does not have those costs associated. No plowing, no replacing light bulbs, replacing pipes in the ground.
But there are insurance and maintenance costs. If you put trails on there, who's going to maintain the trails? Who's going to insure it where somebody gets hurt and hits their head on a rock?
The people who use them will take care of them.
I want to get back to the language of the ballot.
That's fine.
Okay. On what was presented to us at the last meeting, which is from you, I guess. Tom Gilbert?
That's right. Tom Gilbert is with us.
Tom is here?
Yep.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
We have an asterisk next to the memorandum from June 15, 2012. Okay, second page, recommended ballot language. What we said earlier is that it doesn't have to be the referendum doesn't have to state that it's a tax. You had mentioned that when you first came up to the podium, that it's not a tax?
No, it says that the borough is not obligated to assess the tax.
Right.
Right.
It's
just
non-binding.
It's non-binding.
It's non-binding.
Non-binding.
That's right. Meaning,
the borough
simply gives the council the authority to levy a tax up to that amount. So you could then levy it up to that amount. You could levy less than that amount. You could not levy it at all. The function of it, I think, as Kathy said, is really to get a sense from the voters if they support it or not. To guide you in that, and then also then under the statute, if you do levy it, it's dedicated and can only be used for the purposes that are stipulated in the ballot measure.
So this goes through the general election in November.
Right.
And we'll get to it.
Okay.
And the voters vote, and it's approved.
Right.
It comes back to council whether or not we are going to assess a tax for this land.
Exactly, and on an annual basis. So. That authority, depending on how the ballot measure is written, it's a standing authority, and on an annual basis, the council would make a decision, are we going to levy the tax this year or not? At what amount are we going to levy the tax? So it simply just gives you, and future councils, unless it's rescinded or changed, that option and that authority.
If there's no open space tax put upon the tax rate, in the municipality, it's still open space land?
Well, of course, if you were to do a bond to purchase the property, you would need to, assuming that you wanted to use these funds, you would have to assess it for 20 years for the term of the bond. But give us your question again.
If we do not put in an open space tax within the municipality or future councils, that land is still open space, protected?
If you don't, any property can be protected, but it has to be purchased.
It can be purchased
or donated.
Through taxes no matter what. And then the borough can sell it to the developer if they want.
No.
Could you choose to preserve it in another way without passing the open space?
Pay for it in another way, which we could.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. You could decide to separately
even
that you wanted to.
Even though this went to a referendum.
You're not restricted to use other forms of funding. Absolutely not.
The only restriction would be that if you levy the tax, it can only be used for that purpose.
Right.
But if the voters approve this, and then 6 months from now you decide, well, actually, we do want to preserve this, we want to go about it a different way, you completely have that option. You're not bound. It just means that you have this authority with the backing of the voters that said they support this to go forward and levy it if and when you choose and for the purposes specified and only those purposes. So
it's non-binding, can go in a referendum, voters say yay or nay,
right.
And then whenever the time frame is and the council here decides what they want to do with how they want to pay for the land, if and all they want to buy.
Exactly.
Well, that's a little different than what I heard the other day. Councilwoman Gleason.
I wasn't here at the last meeting, so I'm not sure. Okay, but that clarifies then what you're hearing. Mr. Frank sent us the revised referendum question last week.
Right.
And I responded back with some of my concerns, but I never heard back from anyone, so
what we thought was what you're asking for in a referendum form.
I have a question if I could ask.
Thank you.
The rate,
thank you for your
open space tax rate would have to be approved every year by the council.
That's right. Every year the council will decide.
It could go every year from, like right now, I think the first one was like $15 a year, and I don't know what that was, I can't remember. What, a penny?
1.5 cents per 100?
Right.
That's different, by the way, from what the flyer says. The flyer only does say a penny. Well, somebody adjusted it down.
So,
very misleading.
Yes.
So the following
Now, that what you have before you is 1 cent.
Right.
It's been reduced. What is being proposed this evening has been reduced from 1.5 cent to 1 cent.
Okay.
To respond to, those real concerns about the impact on taxpayers, reduce the cost somewhat. What that would do for the home assessed at the average value, which is $142,600, that would amount to $14.26 annually. Or $1.19 per month. Only those years that the tax
years.
Is levied.
But once that tax is levied, it's got to go for 20 years minimum.
If you use the bond.
If we bond.
If you bond, because you would have debt service. If it's a 20-year bond, you're going to have 20 years of debt service to pay.
Right.
So. Right.
We have another question.
Right.
No.
I'd like to recognize Edna, please.
I suggest that when you do the referendum, if you do one, that you make it absolutely clear that it's more for a feel of what the people want, not particularly about taxing us. But do they want it enough?
Where?
Because otherwise, we got screwed with the forensic audit thing. So, well, we did.
Chair, I'd like to recognize Rudy Brashear.
A couple questions. Originally, last meeting, it looked like that property was going to be about $1 million with the referendum that you folks proposed. Now it's down to $500,000. What is the purchase price?
We don't have a purchase price yet.
Then how can we have a bond with a dollar value when you don't have a purchase price for the property?
Because once we have agreement from the town that they will support the acquisition, and that we get that through the referendum by the voters saying that they support it, it moves to the council and we vote that the council for the government. We can say to the landowner, we do have funding for the project. Then we can have a more serious negotiation with the landowner on the price. We'll also be adding to that a grant from the Green Acres program. The application was already put in. Again, we don't know how much money we're going to get from Green Acres, but we have an application in. We also have the ability to put into an application into the Warren County Open Space Trust Fund, which you already contribute taxes to. I don't know how much those taxes are, but it's probably a similar amount.
It's considerably higher.
For the Warren County Open Space tax.
I pay a considerably higher fee.
The Warren County residents, voters in Warren County, approved or allowed the freeholders to assess that tax to you, and that's why you're paying.
Okay.
And if Washington Borough doesn't apply to use those funds go to other towns.
Right, but again, nobody's going to go into anywhere, any business, any negotiations without knowing the purchase price. I'm opposed not until voting for it till we see what the purchase price for the property is. Second of all, this would benefit not only the borough, but the township. So what is the township doing about it?
The township has already told us that they support the acquisition and they want to know what the borough is doing.
They support it, because it benefits them equally as us.
I'm pretty sure open space fund is empty, correct?
More.
their open space one, it has nothing left in the case, I believe, right?
But they assess the tax every year. I mean, so they have the ability.
But they bonded for an open space, just like we did, thinking about right now, and they have nothing left in there, so therefore I don't think they can contribute.
The fact is, the assessors told us to come back to them once we know what we're getting from other entities.
I would have went to them first.
That's what the fact is.
I had some questions that I never got to answer.
Sure.
Yes.
Hang on, one second. Mr. Gilbert, we'll get back to you. Mr. Gilbert's got some answers for Higgin?
Yes.
Okay.
So right now we're publicly saying that, you know, 1 cent would be $14.26 a year to the average home.
Right.
Okay, so that is contingent upon, though, are we going to have enough money to pay the bond, the principal and the interest on the bond with that amount? And right now, that's fine that we go ahead and put this on the ballot, but next year that presents a problem. The same problem, again, is why are we going to be collecting enough tax to pay for that if we go ahead and purchase it? There's a lot of unanswered questions that...
Let's answer that one.
Okay, so that first question. So we made some assumptions, but if you take a 20-year bond at 5% interest, a 20-year bond would be, you know, a fairly standard or a common bond offering. 5% is reasonable. You could probably do better. We calculated that a 1 cent open space tax, the funds that would be generated annually, I want to say it's a little over $37,000 that would be likely generated annually from a 1 cent tax. That would enable you to cover the debt service on about $450,000 in bonds. So a 20-year bond at 5% interest could very likely be supported by a 1 cent open space tax.
Okay, so but that's at $475,000, you said?
$450,000, which would be a significant contribution towards matched by other funding sources out there, state, county, private. It's not going to cover the entirety, but it would be a healthy contribution towards the property if and when you were to choose to.
Listen, I was initially for this until it was pointed out the question. You know, the last question was kind of misleading. It was, you know, for parks and recreation and all that other stuff. But there would be no money left for the parks or whatever if we're paying the debt service. The bottom line is this. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes costs that are associated with this that not only are the open space tax going to be covering the funding of this, but there's going to be a lot that is put into the tax rate itself to pay the professionals to do all of these things. Green Acres, and correct me if I'm wrong, Green Acres, to some of their grants and loans, they put restrictions on some of the uses on there, right? So
it's restricted to open space uses, which means passive and active recreation.
Okay, so we could we not put a concession stand there for the walkers?
Typically, the only buildings they allow are bathrooms.
Okay.
That's the only, and because this is for open space.
Okay.
There are ways to, if you think that there's a need for something else, there are ways to work it out. It's something that we have to sit down, look at the property, figure out.
And
Mr. Franks could open a hot dog stand.
Hang on.
I think you'll need a plumber if you have a bathroom, too, if you want to be cynical.
All right. Hang on.
And that way, you're asking us to do something without all the information. You are. Because, listen, sitting in this position right here, you know, we were elected to do what we thought was best for the citizens of the borough. I understand, Mr. Franks, you're a resident of the borough. I don't know how many people other than Mr. Franks are residents of the borough that attend these meetings. And that's fine. The problem here is that we have a debt crisis still, even though our rating is higher. That's how we got into that problem before. We said, hey, that's a good idea. Let's do it. We went to $14 million. I can't support that. I don't think there is enough information for either the residents or the council to make a decision now. And trust me, $21 a year, I was all for that because I was thinking about the park over on Railroad Avenue that the town has owned for probably 12, 13, maybe even longer than that years, that there's nothing been done to it.
because we can't afford it. Having that property is great. It was purchased specifically to be a park. It's undeveloped. The reason why, we can't afford it. You know, if we were going to develop a passive or whatever, or a park, you know, we do have a lot of kids in the town, we need more baseball fields, we need more soccer fields. I think that that would be a better use than a hiking trail. Listen, I sympathize with you, I understand, and there's just not enough information to make that decision. You know, the hidden costs. You know, right now we have, you know, a little back and forth here about the rollback taxes. Well, I would want to know that.
This referendum...
I understand what you're saying. The referendum is just to say, do you want it? And then, that's fine and dandy. So next year, let's say it goes down, shoot, takes the council off the hook, right? Well, we could have done that last year. There is a cost. Am I correct with that going on the ballot? Is there a cost to have a referendum put on the ballot?
No, there's no cost to the borough for that.
Does our attorney have to review that question before it goes on the ballot?
I would suggest that you
okay.
have
so there is a cost. That. That's a hidden cost that we're not, listen, I want to see that park over on Railroad Avenue. I want to see something done with that. You know, that space over there, God, you have to understand the position we're in. The A-plus rating took 4 years to get back to that. I don't want to go back to the way it was before. You know, you put this out here, do you want an open space tax? Yeah. Okay, but do you know what it is that you're buying? And you know what that's going to be used for? I just don't think that there's enough information at this time. Thank you. I appreciate you coming. I really do. And if a lot of those questions could be answered, I would support, you know, listen, I can't support another tax.
Well, you can. There are a whole variety of purposes in the statute for which you can set up the open space tax, including, it's up to you, really.
But that,
I mean,
that
you can set it up.
Rate, the open space tax rate to go high. If we're going to pay debt service and we want to do the park, it's not going to be a penny.
I agree with that.
And that's not fooling anybody.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
We purchased that property. We have to pay that debt.
Right.
What's left out of that? Are we going to raise taxes so we can pay that debt and do that part? No. That defeats the whole purpose.
But that, well, and
then you have to look at it through our eyes about raising taxes.
Well, you could do a smaller bonding and you could use some of the funds to improve the park or maintain the park. It's all up to you, really.
There is a particular number that we have to contribute that we'd be on the hook for, right?
There's not. There is not a particular number that you need to contribute. We're suggesting that you create an open space tax so that you have something to contribute. It will show the support of the borough to the other potential funders. When time comes around, then you decide what amount you're going to bond for and what amount you're going to put in.
All right, then my next question would be this. We go ahead and pass that then, and we say, listen, we're not going to go a penny, we're going to go a half a cent or whatever, right? And then we don't have enough money, or let's say it comes out to, I don't know, 75% less than what you need, and you don't get the other funding. So are we on the hook?
Absolutely not.
Let me finish, please. Are we on the hook for 20 years for open space tax that we can't use?
Only if we bond.
You don't have to spend the bond.
Let me explain one thing, which it's just, I'm gonna just toot Kathy's horn because this is what she does versus what I do. You guys would actually be getting an incredible deal out of this whole situation because what Kathy is good at, what the Trust for Public Land is good at, is we find all the funds that are out there to preserve a property. And we know how to find state funds, county funds, private funds. So what will happen is, if Kathy's on this job and she's trying to preserve this property to benefit this community, she'll find all those funds. The Trust for Public Land will have an option. We'll be on the hook to piece those funds together. If we're successful, we can convey that property to the town. You'll probably get it, having only paid,
25% or less of the purchase.
It will be less, that's the thing, there's no obligation to the borough.
There's no guarantee we're going to get the plan right.
There's a lot of questions yet that aren't answered. You want to contribute 25%, who's going to be the owner?
The state, the county, and private.
And who are the other investors, the private investors?
The voters vote.
Private foundation.
I'm sorry?
We have.
Let the voters vote, that's why we're here, we're getting all playoff draft.
Well, we don't have the correct facts either, we got this being passed around, and we're hearing two different stories here, so we need the facts also.
Hang on, if you want to speak, you come to the microphone, rooting out these guys, come to the microphone.
I would just like to acknowledge that you have the great advantage of free consultants right here, okay? So add that to your balance sheet. These folks can tell you how to obtain money and funds to preserve this property.
And you don't even have to obtain them, we will obtain them, bring them to closing, that's what we do.
Think free.
Free.
We're just here to be a resource and answer questions, it's not our job, we're not trying to tell you guys what to do with your town, we're just here to be a resource, if you want us to be a resource, and answer questions.
Your name again, sir?
Tom Gilbert.
I'll be happy to sit down if I could just respond to a couple of the comments that Councilman Torres made.
Okay.
First of all, I do think that the citizens are intelligent enough here to vote on a clear question, and we can write a clear and concise question. We can do the math, and people are capable of doing that. And I would like one other thing, just the other comment. I would, if you would like to explain to me one more time what essential preservation is about, and that'd be, that whole theory, I'm lost on that.
Essential preservation?
Yes, what you were discussing before.
I just said that it's already preserved, because right now it's already zoned as a mountain district. Any developer that's going to have to come in is going to have to go to the planning board, which already knocked down a developer before for the same area. This particular developer was the owner now.
Okay. And your
beyond that
definition of preservation.
Beyond that, okay, the Board of Adjustment would have to grant a variance as well, and they, as they did the cemetery, they knocked it down too. So obviously there's powers at work here already in the borough that want to preserve land, and we do want to preserve some land. We don't want to rush into an issue before everything is clear, before we have unanswered questions still, and we've gotten into trouble before when there's grant deadlines in the past, as pointed out by our recent forensic investigation. You know, maybe there was a grant deadline, and maybe the previous council had, you know, rushed to try to meet that deadline. We can always readdress this issue next year. We don't have to do this now. We don't have enough information to really, in my opinion, go forward with it, and, you know, hopefully, as I said, it's already, you know, pretty much preserved the way it is.
Okay. So I just wanted to hear that one.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. You can get it, Rudy. Come on up.
Okay. Fast. Dr. Rignall, Rudy Bashir, Broad Street. For years, I wanted a forensic audit. We went to council. I went to council. Didn't get it. What I'm telling you folks in Hope, you want it on a referendum? Do the petition. In the borough and in the township. And have the same wording on both petitions for the referendum. So this way, both communities have the vote and both contribute towards it, if it goes through.
Washington County already has.
Then we're not going to get the support out of the borough residents, because there'll be no commitment for the township to do anything. All right,
no incentive. Please come up. Thank you.
Sandy Cerrone, Washington, the Improvement District. Did you relook at that vacating the land option that didn't really require all the taxpayers for this burden?
Like I said, vacated that strategy.
So why?
And I was advised by the council that.
But now they're not. So why don't you relook at that instead
of
keep coming here?
Well, we'll take one thing at a time. I think if they think it's viable, I'm ready to open up that can.
Well, if you know something's going to be a big burden on taxpayers, I would think you would go and look at the least cost option rather than coming here with your hand out. And then I just wanted to point out what Rudy just said, that there's nothing that stops them from petitioning and putting this on the ballot. You have the option to do so. And then I just also wanted to point out that I believe this was a public process that was followed, a public hearing and adoption, and so that was the public process, and there was no wavering. I really appreciate that council took a good long time to relook at this before they went forward with it and caused a burden on people, so we appreciate your watching out for us. And then I also wanted to just mention, in case anyone had a very short memory of our tax situation, we almost just vacated a town pool and left a big gaping hole in the middle of the borough park. We're obviously under a huge burden even to keep that facility going in a correct manner. So I appreciate council's responsibility in looking at this. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, please come up.
Hello. My name is Pam Littrell, and I am from the Washington Township. However, my daughter, Jennifer Lamberti, is in the borough, and unfortunately, she cannot be here today, and she asked me to come in to read a letter she had written.
Okay.
Dear Council, I attended a June 6th meeting regarding the preservation of the last 125 acres of open space in Washington Borough. At that meeting, I advocated for allowing the public to vote on creating an open space tax to preserve and protect the land. At the end of the meeting, it was decided that the issue would be considered for a referendum. To my surprise, I read a news article after July's council meeting and found out that the open space tax would no longer be considered for a referendum. I was not only confused by this action, but also very disappointed. I understand the council's concern regarding the open space tax and the increase of taxes for borough citizens. However, with expected grant money, the open space tax would be a rate of 1 cent per 100 of assessed value. For the average assessed home, that is under $15 a year. Well, let's think of it this way. It's the same price of a pizza at the Colas. Regardless of your stance on the open space tax, I am not asking the council to vote on the issue. I am merely asking the council to let the citizens of the borough vote on whether or not they would want an open space tax. Let us decide on the November ballot. Please put local politics aside and focus on what is right for the community. Allow the democratic process to occur. A concerned resident, Jennifer Lamberti in McDonald Street.
Thank you. Thanks. Just to correct that, there's no local politics involved with this. This is decisions by everybody individually on their part. Okay? Thank you.
Anyone else like to come up to the microphone?
Can I say something?
Yes, you may.
Councilman
Bleaver. Oh, go ahead. Dave DeSanto, 66 Cemetery Hill Road, Washington Township. Welcome to America. We are fortunate to be able to come into a room and all have different opinions. It's good stuff. I think council's trying to get some answers. The fact is that TPL has been available to council for a couple of months now. Any questions that have been rolling through your heads for a couple of months, you could have asked them. You had their phone numbers, you had their emails, but we wait till we get to a meeting, and now we're at a deadline. And all that's being asked tonight is, can the voters vote? That's it. It doesn't obligate the borough to a dime. That's all that's being asked. I don't hear any other opinion, so I'm pretty sure that I'm right.
Councilman Torres?
Yeah, well, no one's stopping the voters from voting. As a matter of fact, we're suggesting that you go and get a petition and start the referendum.
We can do that, but council previously agreed to put this on the ballot, and now you give me a week and a half to go get a petition. It's not an easy process.
No, I spoke to you on the phone about a week and a half ago, so you had 3 weeks. So, I mean, you know, it's adequate time to get at least begin a petition. Rather, you chose the route to come here again. That's your own strategic, if you would, decision. Fine. But I gave also, I thought, very substantial reasons why it's not a good idea right now for the borough council to decide to put this on the referendum. Because, number one, you don't even have the language, you know, that's going to be concise enough to fit on that, you know, ballot.
Have you read the new referendum? We supplied one tonight.
I just got one tonight, so okay. Of course not.
We sent it a few days ago.
Well, I just got it tonight.
But it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's on the record.
Okay. Well, in any event, as again, rather than be squeezed for time, I think that the best alternative, you know, for you guys to do is to try to get it onto the ballot through a petition.
I hear you. We've taken council's previous recommendations, all of the ones we've heard. We've put it into what's in front of you. We're simply asking you to let the voters vote. you don't even have to enforce it. But the voters who put you here deserve the right to vote. That's all that's being asked tonight.
Of course, they have always had the right to vote.
Well, they don't if you don't let them.
Thanks, Dave.
They don't if you don't let them.
Okay, a couple of things, and to go back to one of the points. One of the reasons, you know, you say, well, you wait till the last minute for the meetings. We're not allowed to discuss much amongst each other unless it's in a public forum. And not to mention the fact that we listen to what everyone does say at these meetings. So as of tonight, I've heard a lot of valid points from Sandy and Rudy that I didn't even consider, as well as Councilman Higgins' points. I didn't know about some of these extra hidden costs. When I spoke with you and when I responded back last week to Mr. Franks, I had some concerns that it should have more language about the other hidden costs, such as the liability to the borough once we do own the land. I was just thinking of those costs. I wasn't even thinking about the 5% cost. So that's one of the reasons why we do have these discussions in public, as compared to just reaching out. And I've had numerous conversations with Kathy. I have asked questions. So it's unfair for you to say that, you know, we haven't, you know, reached out to you folks. Is there a deadline to do this petition on their part? Because I think that's an excellent idea that we have something from the township as well as the borough. What is the deadline for them to get a petition going? Do we know?
I think it's 90 days prior to the election, which is August 24th. Yes.
So that allows you a good 2 weeks to get 90 signatures. I would think, right, if you have enough support from the public, as you have been claiming, that you could probably do that, right, petition.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a process than just going to get signatures, though.
But my main concern, and I suggested it last week in my response, and I did have a moment to read what was presented tonight. My main problem is it is still too vague for the voters. And I agree with Edna. It needs to be, and we've been burned in the past with stuff that's been on the ballot. It needs to be explicit, and it's still, to me, too vague. Your interpretive statement, as it reads right now, is a yes vote will permit the borough to establish an open space trust fund. That's basically, the voters reading that are going to say that, you know, the borough is going to establish an open space tax. It should read something more along the lines like, a yes vote will permit the borough to consider an open tax. It's still kind of not reading that it's non-binding. Nowhere do you say, Anya, that it's non-binding. Like, the voters are not going to get that. They could, every single voter could vote yes, but council could still not do anything next year. And that's not clear in here.
It's misleading to vote.
It's still to me too vague.
So what you're saying is the voters are going to think, if they vote yes, they're going to think you're going to enact it.
Yes, exactly. How it's written, that's exactly what you're
saying.
And
they should know that you have the option to not enact it.
Exactly. That's my point.
Also, it says that it's going to be for one penny. What if it has to be more?
Council can decide on how much they want.
I understand that, but the interpretive statement is telling them if they vote yes, it's only going to be a penny.
It can't be more. That's the max. You don't have the authority from the voters to go higher.
So that takes. How do you change the rate then the following year?
You can only go down.
You can only lower it.
Okay. Again, that puts us in the position where we don't have enough money.
We could get some.
It should say that the borough has no obligation to purchase or contribute. We don't have to contribute a penny, and it's not in there.
But what we're just asking the voters for, whether they know you can enact it or not, is if they want it enacted. That's clear. Period. Mm-hmm. I don't think the voters are going to go, well, can they enact it or not? It reads that you can. That's what they're voting on. If they give you a yes vote, they want you to enact it.
But they don't know all the other things that's not included in here, like these other costs that might be.
There are no costs.
Or what the sale price is. Do they realize?
There are no other costs.
Throwing out a number. What if it was $1 million? Do you think they really still would want that open space tax if they were in debt now for another $1 million?
The voters know what it's going to cost them, and that's all legally that they need to know.
They don't know.
No, they don't know that.
What it's going to cost them? They know exactly what it's going to cost them. It's spelled out how much per month,
how
much per year, and how many years.
Yes.
It's as clear as day.
But what if it does cost more money?
And you can only go down. You can't go up.
Mm-hmm. That could be a problem. That could be a problem.
What's that?
If it can only go down and not up.
If you're going to charge them less, that's a problem?
No.
It could be if you can't cover costs.
Thank you.
you would only bond for what you could cover. I would hope you wouldn't bond for something you couldn't cover.
Well, just like last meeting, they threw the word recreation into this. And that's deceptive as well, because there's going to be little or no money left for recreation.
And that was the last meeting, and we took council's suggestion and eliminated it. We took council's suggestion, we took the public's suggestion, and reduced it.
But why was that put in the first place? It shouldn't have been put in at all.
Because that's a normal process of most open space taxes.
It's typical. It gives you options, is what it does. If there are multiple uses of property, of the funding, you can use it for one thing, or you can use it for multiple. It's your decision.
Absolutely.
It sounds like it's we understand. I think everybody in this room has the borough's best interest here. What we really need the voters and the press to understand is that none of this is binding. We are simply asking the voters, do they want an open space tax? And it's spelled out how much it is. You don't have to act on it. You can increase it. You can only reduce it. You don't even have to assess it. Can the voters vote? That's the only thing you're obligated to tonight. Is can you let them vote?
That's, again, another
That's
one
it.
Of these problems. It doesn't say it's non-binding here either. So, I mean, the best...
So they think they're voting on something that's
Dave,
binding.
I implore you guys to just go get the petition and...
But why are you backing out of the... Why won't you let the voters vote?
I'm telling you, I would have done it that way.
If I knew it was going to be this hard, I would have done it that way.
Okay.
We're trying to work with council. Having an open space tax shows other people that are going to pay for the majority of this property that the borough is behind it. The borough, this fits the borough master plan. The planning board has signed on with this.
That's why it's already effectively preserved.
The council signing on with this and letting the voters vote, and because we're in such dire times, because we need, you know, we're saying, oh, well, it's roads or this. It's not roads or this. We're not asking for either or. We're asking the voters to vote.
You mentioned our borough of Washington Planning Board supports this referendum?
That's correct. They support preserving that piece of property, and it fits the master plan. We have the paperwork, and we've submitted.
Well, that I understand. Okay, I thought you were speaking to the referendum.
They support preservation of this property.
Mr. Gilbert?
I just want to make one quick suggestion, which is you could easily just take that referendum language and insert the word non-binding wherever you want, and that problem's solved.
Well,
it's not that simple. And it doesn't mean as opposed to much. I mean, you know, we could probably do a very thorough job with like 14 pages.
And that's really good for the voters who in the voter booth said, oh, you know what, I got to go. All right, let's see. I'm going to vote for president, I'm going to vote for the center, and then...
We're really trying to work with council.
Not a good idea.
Come on. You don't want to?
No. Who established the rate of a penny? Who did that?
Typical open space taxes are a penny to 2 pennies, is that
right?
Right.
It was, you know, came out of discussion from the last meeting, but, you know... So it may not be a penny. It could be less. It can't be more.
I could answer that because, I mean, I was not at the previous council meeting, but in talking with Kathy, who was there, and hearing the discussion, I know that there was concern about, you know, the tax impact on taxpayers. So that's why it was reduced from 1.5 cents to 1 cent. And the reason there is that it reduces the annual cost of the average household down to a little bit less than $15 annually. But it still generates enough revenue that you could bond, if you chose, up to on the order of about $450,000, which is enough money to contribute and do something and leverage other funds toward the property. That's why one cent was chosen. Reasonable, what, you know, some might view as a reasonable cost impact, but generates enough revenues to be able to do something towards the property.
So our CFO wasn't involved in anything?
No. It's based on your tax assessor's figures, though. The community township.
The amount it works out through the $14.
Borough.
It is based on...
Borough manager.
It is based on his figures for 2012. Yeah, we had talked about a while ago, and I think I gave it to council as well. It broke it out all the way up to 2 cents, how it would affect the average of that home.
Folks, it's good that the council's asking questions. I agree with Ms. Harani. That's your job. That's why the voters put you here. The only question tonight is, can the voters let you know how they feel? You're not obligated to anything but that. If you vote no tonight on this, you're telling the voters they can't vote on it.
Well, there's no vote before us right now.
I have a question about this.
If nobody seconds, makes a motion and seconds it, you're effectively saying they can't vote.
Councilman Valpine?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion with the insertion of the words non-binding.
Into what, sir?
Into the body where it's appropriate, so that people know that it is a non-binding, non-binding referendum.
Language of the ballot question itself.
Which document, the one we just received tonight?
It takes back of it, not the resolution. That's how it would look in the voters.
Okay. All right, council, we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Sorry, you're not done, sir?
No, the language. Could it be put in the title? It doesn't have to be in the book. Because you could either have a resolution to submit to the voters a non-binding referendum question authorizing imposition of an open space trust fund levy.
Well, that would just be in the resolution, which people wouldn't see. That's what the voters would see in the booth.
Okay.
It needs to be both places.
All right, so then put it in both places.
Your motion is to add the words non-binding?
Non-binding, right, to the...
Is the lawyer going to look at this?
Hang on. I'm not real good at this. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second to Councilman Valentine's motion?
Just to insert language into this.
Right. Second by Gleva. Discussion. Higgins.
That's just to add the language into this, not to vote to pass it.
That'll be the next motion.
Well, he's just asking to insert the language into the resolution, which isn't numbered yet, and also on the back page is what would be on the ballot.
I'd like to make a motion.
Questions before we go further.
We got to vote.
Sorry.
Yes, we're still in discussion.
Okay, Mr. Gilbert, are you a consultant to them?
No, I'm an employee with the Trust for Public Lands.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, with Lake Captain.
Okay, Mr. DeSanta, you're a township resident, is that correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Frank is a borough resident. We have from another borough resident a letter in favor of this. The folks back there, borough or township?
Yeah.
Dave, did you get the email, Councilman?
No, I didn't get the email.
We have an email before us about what's on here from a borough resident.
Okay.
Sir.
Yeah, hi. Yeah.
Dave.
I'm Fred Warburton.
Hi, Fred.
I'm 150. I'm west on Washington Avenue. There are a few things I wanted to ask. If the funds is not going to be actually dedicated towards this land alone, if there's a possibility that this fund can be also used for the Alma Park, as you were actually speaking about, right? There's a possibility that it can be used for other things. Is that okay?
No.
Only if it's in the language here.
And it's not. It's only for the purchase of this 125 acres.
The original language did include it, but the council didn't want it.
Okay, but because I was thinking that if it's a case that something happened and we could get extra funds towards this property, and we have the money, then we could use the money to do other things in the park. And you said that been out there for over 12 years.
I understand exactly what you're saying, sir. Trust me, I do. But taxes right now, there's not enough information in this statement right here. This is saying that it's going to be 1 cent. It's going to be over 20 years. It doesn't say how much we're going to bond.
The other question is...
It doesn't say that there could be or will be hidden a cost associated with this that will come out of the general operating fund of the borough. There will. We need 5% of the down payment. Where's that coming from? It's coming from the tax base of the town. And I don't... It is. Can anybody dispute that?
This still has to go through.
Public law says that if we're going to go out and bond, whatever that bond is, we have to come up with 5% of that bond and pay cash towards that bond. So if you're talking... let's round it off.
$500,000. 5% of $500,000 is $25,000 that is going to come out of our operating expense to pay for that bond.
Well, you could use the revenues generated by the open space trust fund.
Pardon me?
You could use the revenues generated by the open space trust fund. So in the first year, if you were to levy it, in the first year it would raise $37,000. So you could collect those revenues for the first year. You could use those revenues because the way the ballot language is worded allows the revenues to be used for debt service on bonding and costs associated with bonding.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Christine. Mm-hmm. Don't we have to put the money up front first before when we bond? We have to put the money up front. We have to give the cash down payment.
We have to give a cash down payment. We have to put $20,000, if it's $400,000, in our budget. That is mandated by law. That has to go in the budget.
That is a tax. I mean, that's coming out of our operating expenses.
And it would be,
right now, we are under a 2% cap for the state.
It would be in your budget because it would be raised through the open space tax.
It wouldn't be through the open space tax. It wouldn't be. So we would be taxing people before we could even go out and buy this property. We would be taxing people and we don't even know how much money we're going to borrow.
Councilman Higgins, with all due respect, again, the subject of tonight that we brought up is, can the voters vote? You only have to do what you're saying if you, as a council, decide to act on it at a later time.
Okay, let's talk about this, Mr. DeSanto,
if you want to. Yes, sir.
You, sir, are a township resident.
That's correct.
And have a vested interest in this.
I do.
You have a vested interest in this, and you're not going to pay this open space tax.
No. We've approached the township twice.
The township has
We've
not
approached
said yes
the
they
township
are going to do
twice.
It, and they haven't given
they
it.
Have nobody in open space if I came to you, Councilman Jewell and Councilman Higgins, and said, I have a great piece of property that borders the borough, but it's in the township. Do you guys have any money to give me? What would you tell me to do? You both would turn me right out the door. Right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
What do you expect the township to do?
But you're sitting here
but you're coming to us, though. It's kind of an insult to come to us and ask for money, I think.
See, here's where we're back to playing politics.
I'm not
what
playing
I'm
politics.
Asking, no, what I'm asking
I think
is
individually for myself,
what
not for
I'm
anybody
asking,
else.
What I'm
Thank
asking,
you.
And what the folks here are asking, some of them from the borough and the folks that wrote letters from the borough, is can the borough voters vote?
I've gotten about a dozen phone calls this week, same thing. And I spoke to each one of these people I spoke to, and I explained to them my position. Somebody even came to me and said, I'm totally against land preservation. That's not the case. Okay? There's a misconception there. I like land preservation, but when it's on the backs of my taxpayers, there's a problem.
What we're doing is asking the voters if they
you
want.
You are asking the voters, but you're asking exactly what this says here, that you're going to impose the tax or possibly impose the tax.
But we have a motion to change that wording.
No. Then, okay.
Let's deal with the facts. If you don't make a motion, you don't put this, you're saying your voters don't deserve to vote and tell you what they want. That's exactly what you're
and
saying.
And that right there, sir, is blackmail.
No, it's not.
That is blackmail.
It's the truth.
It is blackmail.
It's the truth.
It is blackmail.
It's the truth.
They are blackmail.
It's
you're
the truth.
You're taking the right away from your voters to vote.
You are.
Not true. Sir, you are a township resident forcing this issue.
Bring it to the township.
I'm a borough resident. I've been
Thank
here
you.
Since March.
Thank you.
The borough owns the property. It seems most logical to me that they make the first move. You own the property.
The borough owns all the property in the township?
Collaboratively with neighboring townships. What's the bickering between that township where the borough
We don't represent the township
here. Operation in progress.
Mr. Franklin, we said here tonight that even if we do bond for it, are we going to own it? Oh, it could be given to you, but you're asking us to
You're getting lost in detail.
We're being put on the hook here for
details that we haven't even gotten to yet. You're putting the cart before the
horse. The borough is being put on the hook for the acquisition, bottom line.
All right. No, they're not.
They are.
Not for
very
all.
Stimulating.
Yeah, very
we
stimulating.
We have a motion
right.
on the floor by Councilman Valentine. It's been seconded by Councilwoman Gleba. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing none, I would ask the clerk to do a roll call.
Valentine?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Boyle?
No.
Higgins?
No.
Jewell?
No.
Where
are
we
at?
Tied at die.
Okay, and I'd like to make a motion.
Councilman Torres?
Just to try to get this
at least a little bit more equalized, let's insert the words purchase price and get a purchase price number in there. So before this gets on the ballot, there would be a purchase price. I think that the voters are entitled to at least see how much, because, you know, it might be more or less.
So Councilman, you making a motion?
Yes,
what would be your motion, sir?
Insert the words purchase price with the actual purchase price amount to be inserted later.
Into the referendum?
Into the referendum.
Not the resolution?
Right.
Is there a second on Councilman Torres' motion?
I'll second it.
Second, Gleba.
Any further? They can't put the purchase price.
We don't have the purchase.
They don't have the purchase price.
Yeah, but they could get it before the goes on the ballot. That's
okay. I would like to recognize Mr. Gilbert.
Just a suggestion, there, take him or leave him. Probably would be difficult to come up with an exact purchase price, but you could put for the townships to contribute not more than X towards the purchase of. For example, that would be one option.
Mm-hmm. No, I'd rather not.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yes. Let's have one more question. After, if this actually, you know, went through, and this era became a green acre, I mean, what are the options after it becomes a green acre? Is it going to always be like that, or it can go back, or? I mean, what happens as far as what? With this property? Is it actually going to be that way for like, 30 years, or is it?
Forever.
It's going to be that way?
Yes.
That way
forever.
It does have to be open to the public.
Unless
the public has to have access to it.
Like with Hagedorn.
Okay. Second by Gleaver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Councilman Torres' motion. We'll do another roll call, please.
What is this on?
This is on
to add the language to the purchase price.
Adding in the purchase price to the referendum.
Torres?
Yes.
Gleaver?
No.
Valentine?
No.
Boyle?
No.
Higgins?
No.
Jewell?
No.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else we would like to discuss tonight? We're still in public.
What's the value of voting on a resolution if you're not allowing a vote? I don't understand. I missed something. On the language.
Language.
Any council person want to put forward a vote on the language as it is now?
Well, we had that.
No, it was just the language. It wasn't a vote for the resolution itself.
Okay, so why don't we vote? What language do we want to put the non-binding language in the resolution itself?
It actually does say non-binding in the resolution.
No, in the ballot question.
In the interpretive statement.
In the interpretive statement.
Is that what
which is what the voters will see.
I'm totally confused. Is that what we're looking at now?
Well, that failed,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we've already...
That was tied.
So what are we going to be voting on now?
You can make a motion for as it is if you want.
Right now we're not voting on anything as it stands.
Okay. So all right. So this would be the statement that would go on the ballot if we approved it, right?
As far as I understand, we have not voted on that original language. There was no motion made for the original language presented to us tonight.
Okay. All right, so why don't we put a motion forward to vote on the original language presented.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor from Councilman Valentine. Is there a second? Hearing none, it dies.
Okay.
Anybody from the public like to speak on another topic? By chance? Motion to close the
audience portion.
Second. Second, Cleva. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody staying? Okay. We have ordinances.
This, I think, is from the code book ordinances.
Well, actually, yeah. Janine wants to introduce this.
Well, I'm going to hang. Let me introduce. We'll start with this, okay? We can discuss it now?
No, you have to introduce.
Okay, I'm going to entertain a motion to introduce Ordinance 6-2012, and we'll have the clerk read by title only.
So moved.
Second?
Is there second.
Councilman Torres.
Okay.
Roll call.
Higgins?
Yes.
Dorris?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Ordinance 6-2012, amending Chapter 76, Shade Tree Commission of the Code of the Borough of Washington.
Council discussion. Councilman Higgins.
To answer your question,
yes.
You can say it's from the code, but the shade tree had already
submitted that.
Right.
Exactly, okay. And the attorney reviewed it, and then they looked at the attorney's things, and this is.
Okay.
So.
Then I would make a motion to approve on introduction.
Second.
Okay, I'm reading this like the anchor man. I'm supposed to say that first. Okay. Approval on the first reading.
Where's the cue card?
On the first reading. Sorry, the motion is seconded.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Public hearing of Ordinance 6-2012 will be September 4th, 2012, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on August 16th, 2012.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah. Oh. Councilwoman Gleba. Any discussion? Roll call.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion to introduce Ordinance 7-2012.
So moved.
Ask the clerk to read by title only.
Second.
Second, Higgins. Roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Ordinance 7-2012, supplementing Chapter 13, new employee criminal background check.
Council discussion?
This is what you guys will work on.
So, right. We broke it out. This is for new employees, this one.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I do have a discussion on this. Shouldn't we also a date be put in here, because this says nothing about. I'm just wondering if you don't have a date in here when it takes effect.
It does say.
January.
I think he's right. It does say it in the other one, but not in this one.
Yeah. Well, all ordinances, once they're adopted, take 20 days to go into effect.
Right. Unless it's an emergency, right?
Yeah, we have to adopt the resolution. So it would be around September 24th. That it would take effect as it stands now, unless you insert language at the end of the ordinance right now that says it takes effect January 2013. It's your option.
Okay, but you don't have to have the time date.
You don't, because all ordinances take 20 days after adoption. So right now it would be September 24th, around that time.
Okay, good.
I do have a question on this. In this ordinance, does it define where the cost associated will
yes.
be taken from?
In this case, for the employees, it is the borough. Under page 2, number F, the employee would pay the original background check. If it fails, then they pay for it. If it passes, then the borough would incur those costs.
Thank you. Very good.
And there was just one, typo. There were a couple of words that needed to be crossed out for the appeals committee. There is no designee for the manager. The committee would be the manager, chief of police or his designee, and the mayor or council designee. It wouldn't be, not like the mayor could appoint someone to be his designee. It would either be, so that just needs to be, we went through so many revisions of these things in the last few weeks, so it was just something, it just needs to be.
A nice job. Appreciate it.
Tweet one more time.
I have one question. I have on here, was there a ballpark cost per person?
For the employees, the current cost right now through the state is $41.
Okay. Just curious. Thank you.
Okay. Now I will entertain a motion to approve on the first reading.
So moved.
Second.
Second, Valentine. Roll call, please.
Jewell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Public hearing of Ordinance 7-2012 will be September 4th, 2012. An advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on August 16th, 2012.
Okay. Roll call, please. Oh, need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second, Jewell.
Yep.
Thank you.
Leva?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Very good. Brings us up to I entertain a motion to introduce ordinance 8-2012 and have the clerk read this by title only.
So moved.
Second. Second Torres, roll call.
Jewell.
Yes.
Torres.
Yes.
Leyva.
Yes.
Coyle.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Valentine.
Yes.
Ordinance 8-2012, supplementing Chapter 3, criminal history background checks of employees and volunteers involved in recreation programs.
Council discussion.
I have a couple questions.
Okay, go right ahead.
I have a couple of things to say, go ahead.
All right, the non-sponsored youth program, the criminal background checks.
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying that the town doesn't sponsor those events? They still need the criminal background checks to...
Correct, to use the facility.
Right. All right, what about the opposing teams? Because those facilities are going to be used. What I'm saying is I don't think you can have it for one and not the other.
Wow.
I'm just...
Yeah.
All right, let's put it this way. All right, non-sponsored teams, are they paying a rental fee to the borough for the use of whatever it is that they're applying? Let's use baseball, for example. Right? The Little League is not sponsored by the borough, but they use our fields.
Right.
We require then the Little League from the borough to have the criminal background checks on their coaches.
Right.
What about the teams that come in?
I guess this is basically taken, mirrored based on what the state recommended and what other towns do. I mean, I'm not...
I understand that, but what I'm looking at, is that going to then reduce the schedule for...
I don't think that we can control other towns out there.
But I understand what you're saying, but if we are requiring that of a non-sponsored entity to have that use our field, why don't we require the visiting teams? Because they're a non-sponsored entity. Why don't we require them?
Because they're not the home, we're not the home, we're the home.
I understand what you're saying.
How would you address it?
Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But that's where I'm saying that, is that going to reduce the scheduling then? If they say, look, we can't play another municipality because you don't require the same thing that the borough requires. So we're not going to play. We have to play there.
My other problem with the whole thing is, do we just remove that whole thing then, and the non-sponsored ones don't have to do the background check?
What liability are we under if we don't require the non-entity, the non-sponsored teams that they don't have to provide? Or would we be under any type of liability? They're coming to us and saying, we want to rent your fields. Do they pay to use the field?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Imagine they contribute something.
They do, right.
So they're not sponsored, but yet we're requiring them to use our field. So I don't see how that is a difference from another municipality coming in. They're not sponsored by us, but they're using our field. The other team paid to use that field. The team that's paying the borough paid to use that field, and they're inviting these people in. But we have a requirement there that these people need a background check. Why not the other people?
Okay, let me try to address that. I think it's because we can control our coaches and the people that are in contact with
but we're not sponsoring them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we can still control them because they're in contact with our children. So that's the thing.
So this
is basically protecting our,
So are the visitors.
Yes. So it would, yes.
I don't know that we can require that from visiting teams. That's a good question.
It would be a legal question.
What if they participated in a background check program already and we required them to provide us the fact that they checked?
I understand what you're saying, but...
It's a good question.
We just got a letter here from the prosecutor.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like... What this is put in for a specific reason, the background check for the coaches, the managers, or whoever,
mm-hmm.
the volunteers, for non-town sponsored sporting programs. what prevents another sporting program from coming in and they don't have to abide by that, and something happens?
Well, I mean, I guess the way it's, the way it reads, it would probably be the other teams as well.
All right, non-sponsored youth criminal background checks required for use borough of Washington facilities. So that means that the other teams are going to have to do it.
They would have to do it. According to the way it's written now, you're right. They would have to do it.
And what I don't think is to reduce the level or the amount of playtime that these kids get in the borough.
Is this reciprocal when a team comes in here, he's going to rent our field? They have, we know that they've already done their background checks on their coaches.
No, we don't know that.
We don't know.
Okay.
That. Don't know.
So what are they presenting?
And that's what I mean. How do we enforce that?
Would it be the rec director?
Right.
So they give him an affidavit that all these guys are clean.
Yeah, somebody. Right.
Would that not still be the same, like the opposing teams would be, then the team that's renting that field would have
they
to
would
get
have
that
to
information from
that.
The opposing teams?
Yes.
And to give it the same
according
time?
To the way this is written.
Yes,
they would.
Yes, according to the way it's written now.
They might already have that done as well, because...
And if they did, then they'd just have to show us their proof.
Yeah.
And then that would be fine. So
it would
be no big deal.
Are they going to be made aware of this before they actually come here or rent the space?
Well, we could have this copied in our rec, or we could suggest that a rec commission puts it
in. I have another question that goes along with that.
Go right ahead.
Let's say somebody wants to rent the park field. You know, I don't know, two adult softball teams get together that's not sponsored by the borough, and they have a game at the borough park. Is each team member going to have a criminal background check done? Mm-hmm. This is what that's saying. Before they can go to the park. Because they're using our facilities.
Chances are probably not going to see.
Another question.
Well, no. It's only participated by persons under the age of 18 years. So adult
right.
men's softball
adult,
would not
right.
would not be. It's if, only if it's
a mixed kids and adult softball, then it would apply.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm talking about a bunch of guys that are in a softball league in another area, and they need the field to get a game in.
They do not have to do it. Only
for people above 18. There's people above 18 participating.
Under the age, those persons 18 years or older that are in a supervisory, such as coaches, similar positions, must from 18 years or older.
If the program is participated in by persons under the age of 18 years.
So if the league is 45 and over, there's no background checks.
Because there's nobody under the age of 18.
Right.
Okay, what if it is a mixed league?
If it's what? Excuse
mixed
me.
League.
Mixed league.
Oh, mixed league?
And they need the background
check.
They
would have to have it then.
Every team would have to get a background check on that team then. Could be 25 people, you know.
And how much do we charge for the field? $225?
I have no idea.
Whatever. The
something like that without lights.
Commission.
Do charge.
I think this is a good idea. I really do. I think we need more clarification. Did Dick look at these?
Yeah, well, Judy did. Well, I mean, we've been working on this
for
a year.
Yeah, no, months and months.
What's your pleasure, Council? Want to table this?
Oh, well, there is a motion and a second on the floor.
Can I say one thing to this? We have an opportunity to get for the borough-sponsored programs.
Mm-hmm.
We have an opportunity to get grant funding from the Megan Kanicka Foundation to pay for all those background checks.
But this is an ordinance that says that anybody who uses our field, non-sponsored, has to have the criminal background checks. Otherwise, they can't be rented. They can't.
And I'm asking you as a fellow council... Help me. What do I need to do to get this thing to fly, okay? Because it's imperative that we protect the children, okay? And I've been working on it for a year. I've answered recreation questions. I've answered your concerns in the past. I've split it out into two different ordinances. I found funding through the Megan Kanicka Foundation. All I'm asking for is now you help me write it, okay? I've had the attorney review it twice. We've been paying for the attorney to review it twice now. And it met their approval.
All right, so listen. I
and it keeps getting tabled.
That you've done.
Well, it's not.
Jeanette, I really have. I don't want it to affect the kids. I don't know. I don't know. Legally, can we do that and have the other teams come in and not require
it? Would it help if we brought it back to the attorney and
that's the only question I have about the
questions
whole thing.
Answered?
Otherwise, it's okay. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I will vote to approve it now on the first reading
pending
the response of the attorney.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, yeah.
I'm not trying to be, a pain in the rear end.
I know, and I appreciate that, because that's why, one of the reasons we've been so careful, because once this thing passes, it's basically, it's kind of set in stone.
Right.
It would have been helpful if you had been along in this process, for the past few months, instead of tonight bringing it to our attention,
Oh, did we get a copy of this?
Yes, you've gotten a couple of copies.
Did I talk to you about this, Ralph?
A little bit, yes, you did.
Thank you.
What did I miss out on?
Okay, we have a motion on the floor and second, correct?
No, you need to entertain the motion to approve on the first.
Okay, we need to get that far?
No.
No. Okay, I will entertain a motion to approve on. Is there any more council discussion? I will entertain a motion to approve on the first reading.
But that's with the.
Pending the.
Pending the attorney's review of that particular question.
Of that section of the non-authorized use program.
Okay. Well, we table this till she's here next meeting, and then we can ask her in person and see what she has to say. Yeah, totally.
I would rather do it sooner than later myself.
Okay. All right.
So we're pending attorney review for section 3-55.12, right?
Yes.
What the hell do I do now?
Roll call?
Do we have a motion?
There is a motion, right?
I need a motion.
Did you make a motion?
Yeah, he said.
I'll second. It's fine.
Okay, so John and Torres.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Roll call.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Sleva?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Public hearing.
Thank you, Janine.
Of Ordinance 8-2012 will be September 4th, 2012, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on August 16th, 2012.
So moved.
Second. Councilwoman Gleba, thank you. Roll call.
Higgins?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Thank you. Just for clarification, Councilman said we had a letter from the prosecutor's office. That was just in reference about residency restrictions for convicted sex offenders. Was it anything that we did?
Well, actually,
you want this?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, never mind, that's for you.
Next thing on the agenda is our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Councilman Valentine, any comments on the reports? I just have one on the Manager's Weekly, 727. Shared Services Committee, Do we have one, or is that the streets? Or is that?
We do have a shared service committee.
Yeah.
Did I say that? Where?
Second paragraph?
That
was the streets or shared?
No, it was shared service that week. That was with the
police.
The following week was the streets.
But Corporal came in.
That was with Councilman Higgins and Councilman Torres. And I met with the streets committee the week prior.
All right. Thank you. Any further discussion on the reports?
Just the higher report. Looks like everything's going as planned. I'd just like to ask if they place a little more care of mowing the lawn out here in the borough. I know what they did a while back, the edge of the sidewalk looked beautiful. It just seems like it's kind of a little lax, We're trying to make a good impression here.
At Borough Hall?
Yeah, they did it a while back, and getting the first time they mowed it, looked great. They had the edge of the sidewalk and everything. I haven't seen that yet. Are they doing all the streets, too? They're lining all the crosswalks on the streets?
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's going to take a while to do that.
Thank you, Councilman. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Committee reports.
Okay.
Shared Services Committee.
We'll talk about the Shared Services meeting that we had. Rob was there, the manager, Christine, was there, and I was there, along with the mayor, the police chief, their administrator, and assistant. We talked about our displeasure with asking for the numbers last November and why it was taking so long. Unfortunately, they have a system in place that is not like ours. they stuck by their guns and said that they would have that, those numbers to us, but it was going to cost $5,000 because it would have to go to their auditor to provide. Okay. Their CFO is part-time also, and he's not used to the system. Anyway, they would provide. Now, they said, you know, they $5,000 and they would split the cost, the $2,500. We would not have to give them $2,500. They would take it out of the police budget this year. They would take $5,000 out from them, and $2,500 from them, $2,500 from us under the police budget, and they would pay to get it done. And it would take, what do you say, 2 to 3 weeks, a month or so?
Yeah, and he did say he'd take it out of the training part of the police budget.
They would come out of training. They would cancel the training for the officers to provide them. Now, going forward, they have a system in place that we will be able to get these numbers. So we asked for, these were 2010 numbers, correct?
Correct.
2010. So next year when we do our budget, they'll have the 2011 numbers for us.
No, they'll have 2012.
2012.
We have 11.
Okay, we have 11. 2012. The prior year. Again, we voiced our displeasure with the amount of time that it has taken and that we actually had to sit down and meet face-to-face to do this. But I think that we, as a committee, have come to a conclusion that we don't want to take the $5,000 away from the police department training and to pay a professional $5,000 to provide us with numbers that are going to be antiquated in a couple of months anyway. So from this point forward, they will provide us the number. I think the numbers that we asked for. I think though that there's something that needs to be in writing that says that we get the numbers that we asked for.
With no cost?
At no cost. They'll be able to provide that next year at no cost because of the system that they have in place now. So, but I think that there needs to be some type of agreement that says, you know, when we, for budgeting purposes, this is what we need, we would expect to get. And then we move forward.
Thank you, Councilman Hayes.
I just wanted to just briefly add, too. They had, Christine had suggested this, to actually start a joint committee that meets during budget time to actually sit down with them so we can all, you know,
that's good. So we have a say.
So we would actually have a say.
We don't have a say in the budget.
We still don't.
Well, but we would say what's going on.
Right. Got some idea. Yeah. Anything else, Councilman Torres?
We did also suggest that there's these other points that still, you know, need to be addressed besides for the missing numbers. So, you know, that we had asked them to be able to sit down again, shortly to discuss this further.
I have a question for the committee. If we get to second base with the borough of Hampton with the garbage, should this be a part of the committee's activities, even though it's not really a shared service contractual agreement? Because what I'm thinking is I'll be gone before that really starts to get going, so somebody should have some seat time on that. Just saying.
I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. So as soon as I get some more information, have you heard from them at all?
I haven't.
Okay. I'll make certain we get that. I'll probably stop by their borough.
I have a couple of questions for the committee, too. Did you discuss, you were looking into the potential of bringing it back in-house? Have you discussed that yet?
No.
That was part of the reason for forming the committee?
Actually, the purpose for forming the committee was to talk about the numbers and our options. And after meeting with them, we have come to the conclusion that it's kind of like, okay, listen, we understand your position, understand our position, we're moving forward.
So you're not entertaining that option anymore?
For now. No.
Okay. Then my other question is, what were they in agreement to have such an agreement?
We did make mention that, they wanted to see, listen, when we broke up, we're going to get back together with them.
You know, okay.
Should I,
My point is, should I make a motion for this, for the lawyer to work on such an agreement?
You know what, I think that we could work on the agreement and then present it to him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Do I need to, do you need a motion for that, or are you going to do that?
No.
That's an action item, it's an action item for the committee.
If you can give us direction as a committee to sit down and do that, and bring, then bring it back to the council, vote on it, and then send it.
I think that's an excellent idea, as well as continue the manager's suggestion.
Okay.
For the, you know, that, we would like to be a part of the budget discussion.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can discuss it, but again, we have no say in it.
Right.
But it will be open.
I will have one question, getting back to this cost thing. You said from here on in, there's not going to be any cost. I think we actually have to have wording specific to that, because people have short memories. And basically, I'd like to see some kind of wording in there that reminds them that there will be no additional cost to get those numbers that we are supposed to.
And that's exactly what we discussed. See, right now, the reason why it would cost us money.
Yeah, I understand that.
Is because of the time constraint and the ability of the person that's there and the time that they have to do it.
Right, I'm talking about going forward.
And they made that clear to us, that going forward, from this point forward, that we would get those numbers because they have a system in place.
Right.
And that's what I was saying, that we needed the agreement.
And he's saying in that agreement, it should say that no cost to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good, thank you, council. Code book committee.
Okay, briefly, we met several times with various different code book areas, because we had to work around different people's vacation schedules.
So it's kind of a tough time. However, getting through that, Janine worked very hard on this background checks ordinance, and we got that one at least presented. And so now we're working currently on the fire code, which we're now in discussions with the fire code marshal now. He attended one meeting. We're going to have a secondary meeting. They proposed an ordinance, which now we're reviewing. We're going to present to the council. Then after that, of course, we'll go to attorney review. If we, you know, so there'll be, you know, a revised edition of our fire prevention ordinance. So that's coming up in the future. We're going to meet again.
Very good. You got a lot of work. All right. Anything else? Any other committees? Very good. Thank you, committee members. Old business, anything on old business? No? All right. Resolution 125-2012, assigning a labor lien.
Mr. Mayor, if I could make a motion to include Resolution 125, Resolution 126, and Resolution 127 all into one motion.
I thought about that, but they're with money. You can do it with money?
Yeah, you can do it with money.
Very good, young man. Consider that done.
Need a
120, yes.
Second.
Any discussion?
Aye.
No. All right. We're going to do Resolution 125, 126, and 127. All have to do with labor lien. Yes.
Kagan?
Yes.
Tool?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes. Resolution 129, 2012. Authorizing the submission of municipal alliance grant application.
What happened?
128.
Yeah, 128.
Right. Yeah.
In order. You can go back.
That's all right.
You're doing good.
Hey.
You're doing good.
USA.
Resolution 128. Right. Establishing a special period for third quarter local property taxes in the borough.
I'll make the motion. We pass.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yeah.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Resolution 129, 2012, authorizing municipal alliance grant application to the County of Warren.
So moved.
Second. Second, Joel, thank you. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes. And then 130, 2012, another signing a labor lien.
Second.
Second. Second, Joel. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep. Thank you. Vouchers.
Make a motion, we pay the bill.
Second.
Second.
Well, okay, I'll give that one to Joel. A discussion on the bill list. David?
They're all backwards.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry.
We're not killing trees, that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's true.
We're preserving.
Page 15.
15.
I just got that. The Verizon, the internet bill.
Actually met with the library director on this morning. I knew this was coming up.
So did I.
This is a charge that I just would like to say that this program that the library is participating in is for a high-speed internet line that supports many computers that are located in the library, including Wi-Fi.
Is that a monthly charge or a quarterly charge?
This is a monthly charge. This charge was approved by their board of directors. I will have to say that because they've approved this. The good news is that the library...
The contract's expiring?
No, the library director has applied for a grant to support this high-speed internet access for a year, so the cost will be $300 versus the $600 that you see now.
Per month.
Is it $300 per month or annually?
It's per month, $300 per month.
That's a big deal.
Right now, it's $600.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me ask a question. How, well, that begs another question. With the hours that the library is open, is that cost-effective?
Did they budget for it?
Well...
It was already approved by the...
It was approved by the library board of directors. The other point that the library director pointed out to me is that this high-speed internet line is available via Wi-Fi for people who are in their parking lot. So if you need access to a library computer to get online for whatever reason, you don't have one at home, you can be in the parking lot and access their Wi-Fi.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That could be a good and bad thing.
It could be a good and bad thing, but it is, I haven't tested it, but no, it's no problem.
Chris, it's unprotected.
All right.
The other library in the area locked it.
Well, Penny, I haven't tried it, but that's a good question. I'll reach out to her tomorrow.
You can't sit in there if you're closed and you don't know the password. I tried it at other libraries.
Oh, really? Okay, that's a good question. I assume there was none, but maybe there is.
Councilman Torres?
I just was wondering if you discussed with the directors or the directors if they're exploring other wireless options besides for this expensive, it seems to be expensive.
I don't think that they are. This is a new program that they've just instituted and their library board of directors approved it.
Okay.
Christine, maybe the mayor could bring it.
We had a grant for, I think it was Comcast a while back. That expired, is that...
No, we're using that Comcast grant to pay for our...
Just the borough itself, not the library.
Right, the internet service here and at the DPW garage.
Would that be able to be used for the library at all? I mean, Comcast provides internet as well. I mean, I'm not trying to think of Comcast.
Yeah, and I think if they wire up their own router, maybe they can do that.
Maybe they would go that route, save some money, you know? I remember that was quite a substantial amount of money from Comcast.
That would be a decision for council to make, and then the logistics would have to be worked out because we did provide them their money for the year, so...
Yeah, true.
Well, we can certainly entertain those questions with Mayor McDonald when he gets back next week, or next meeting.
Sure.
Councilman Higgins, what else do you have?
All right, page four. At the bottom of the page, again, it is, the way I'm reading that there, it says move floor computer to a desk for $112.50.
It's a EMC...
The move computer.
Two.
Two, yeah.
He is a...
D2 or whatever.
He's an IT, he's the library's IT person, and he takes care of their computer needs. So if a computer was moved, I believe the wires and the connections and everything else were moved as well.
From the floor to the desk?
I pick things up and put them down.
I'm just saying.
I know, I agree, but it's a lot, right?
Councilman Higgins, anything else?
No, I'm not good.
Okay.
You're not good?
Motion?
I already made the motion.
Oh, you did? All right, roll call.
Cleva?
Yes.
Sure. And I abstained from Spinelli, take five.
Yes, and I abstained from the squad and fire department.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes, with the exception of everything that has to do with the fire department, I abstain.
Boyle?
Yes. Council remarks. Councilman Hagan.
No remarks.
Councilwoman Cleva.
No, just I did want to say that the Recreation Commission did a great job for the pool championship that they hosted this past Saturday. I know everyone got the email, but I did drive through and the place was jumping. I mean, tents everywhere, and it was really quite a spectacular turnout. So kudos to having a good, successful event.
Good. Councilman Torres?
Yeah, I just want to give some due accolades to our manager, who's our acting manager, so as I said, because several crises recently came up, which she handled, you know, which I think to, you know, satisfaction. You know, there's things going on, too, that, you know, right now, changes in personnel and such. She's right on top of the thing, so I just want to commend her. Doing a fine job.
Very good. Councilman Jewell.
I'll go right off, dovetail off of what Gene said. Good job to the recreation or the pool recreation commission and the pool. It looked like it was a pretty good event. So keep up the good work. That's it.
Councilman Valentine?
No comments.
Okay, thank you, sir. The only thing that I'm going to say is, like, with our public discussion today was good. And I understand, like, the soft costs involved with things that we have coming up. You know, we have a big decision to make on our sewer, which direction we're going with that. And we also have that gardener's court, which is another expensive item that's going to be coming up for us too. So it might not, that might be aside from the properties, but it all comes out of the same area, but that impacts other decisions as well. So it was a good conversation tonight. There's always different opinions, but it was well handled. I appreciate the audience and council's commitment. Okay, we do have to go to executive session.
We'll move after a 5-minute break.
You guys announced what we were going for, right?
Second. I'll second it.
Contract negotiations and
personnel.
And, but we are going to table the reviews for the professionals to our next meeting.
And that's for time limit, probably be about half.
Well, yeah, I understand, but we do have one person here with their hand up. Well, I'll recognize Edna.
It's nice that we have a 7-cent reduction in our tax rate. I thought that was nice.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Okay, motion 5-minute break?
Yes, sir.
Express time, be sure you get that comment.
Anybody opposed?
Christine, your bias
looks good.
What
did
you
say?
I said
your bias.
Oh,
am
I?
You're right.
I'll tell you what.
Are
we
under?
Did you say
under? Oh, it does, because it's not,
no,
now, not,
no,
right, that's a big difference. That one meeting.
Mike,
no,
do we have any business for public?
Oh, yeah, we did
the
first time here. We were here until midnight.
Oh, you're
a no. Okay, we're back in public session here. It is
9:34
from this angle?
35.
Okay.
You need your glasses on?
I would like to make a motion to enter into an agreement with Christine Blanchard. Christine Blanchard, naming her the borough manager and whatever with the agreement.
Second Torres. Is there any further discussion?
Christine, you've done a great job, and I personally
very proud of your efforts.
Could have called Channel 4 News and let them know.
We got these
three. This
just
did. Yeah, they're here.
All right. Okay, we'll do a roll call on that, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Cleva?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
All right, very good. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ms. Manager.
Is there anything else we need to discuss before we go home?
Nope.
Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Jewel, all in favor?
Aye.
First time I voted all night.